Lesson 16, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord. Numbers chapters 22 through 24 and chapter 31 verses 1 through 16. Study the following scriptures. A. Numbers chapter 22 verses 1 through 21. Balak, king of Moab, is terrified by the approach of the Israelites. He offers Balaam rewards if he will come to Moab and curse the Israelites. God commands Balaam to refuse, and Balaam obeys. Chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Balak offers Balaam additional honor and wealth if he will come to Moab and curse Israel. God tells Balaam he can go if he desires, but that he must speak only the words God gives him. Chapter 22, verses 15 through 21. Balaam decides to go. B. Numbers chapter 22, verses 22 through 35. God is angry with Balaam for going to Moab, knowing that he hopes for some reward from Balak. While on his way, Balaam learns the dangers of displeasing God when his donkey and an angel speak to him. C. Numbers chapter 22, verse 36 through chapter 24, verse 25. Three times Balak asked Balaam to curse Israel, but Balaam obeys God and blesses Israel each time. Chapter 22, verse 36 through chapter 24, verse 9. He then curses Moab and prophesies of Jesus Christ. Numbers chapter 24, verses 10 through 25. D. Numbers chapter 31, verses 1 through 16. The Israelites destroy the Midianites and slay Balaam. Moses explains that Balaam had counseled the Midianites to entice the Israelites into sin. The consequences of Balaam's counsel are described in Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 through 3. Although Balaam would not curse Israel directly, he apparently wanted a reward from Balak badly enough that he suggested tempting Israel to sin, causing them to lose God's protection. How did Balaam respond to the offer of rewards in exchange for going to Moab to curse Israel? See Numbers chapter 22, verses 5 through 14. What so-called rewards are we sometimes offered in exchange for disobeying God? On his way to Moab, Balaam tried three times to force his donkey forward. Numbers chapter 22, verses 22 through 30. In what way was this like Balaam's relationship with the Lord? What are some modern parallels of individuals and groups stubbornly trying to do what they want rather than submitting to God's will or to the righteous counsel of parents or leaders? Three writers in the New Testament referred to Balaam: 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 through 16, Jude chapter 1, verse 11, Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. What were their impressions of him? What lessons can we learn from the story of Balaam? End of lesson 16, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord.